Okay, so today's April 30th, 2015, and we're going to do lesson number 439, Preparation for a Bridge. So go ahead and lie on your back. And we're going to piece together today all the variety of lessons we've been doing, working with the ankles, the feet, the legs, the lower back, the upper back, the ribs, in one nice lesson. So take a moment lying there to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. Really noticing your shoulder blades, your pelvis, and your spine, all the way from the base of your neck down to your tailbone. What parts of your spine make contact and what parts don't. If there's any discomfort or maybe it just feels like subtle tension, and then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Great. Okay, so you're going to stay on your back, and we're going to start by bending your right leg, bringing your right foot to stand, like we've done so many times, and slowly and gently begin with the movement of pushing that right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left, and coming back. Really take your time, so both rolling and coming back, so you can really feel the contact that you're making with your right foot, how your right knee stays over your right foot, the ease in which you roll your pelvis, how you allow the left leg to roll, and then really noticing what's happening with the right side of your ribs and your spine. Arching, how the right shoulder hangs back, good. Now come back to the start, now keep your leg up, we're going to add on, and you're going to raise your right arm to be long on the floor, so your right arm is long on the floor, above you, by your head, there you go. Okay, and then slowly and gently, you're going to start the same movement. So really stay slow with this movement. Rolling the pelvis, you're rolling to the left. Remember, it's more rolling than lifting. Don't worry about that. Your whole focus should be rolling and what you're doing with the right leg. Yeah. And then allow your head and your eyes to look to the left. So as you roll, there you go, and then come back. And again, it's not about going to your furthest place. It's staying in that range of ease. That's it. Now the next time you do it, think of more of your mid-back. Are you having trouble hearing me? I don't want you to lift your head. So can you hear me? Okay, yeah, keep your head down. So think of your mid-back as you do it, that your mid-back twists more. That's it, so that your arm doesn't really have to lift as much. That's better. Now, next time you do it, you're gonna roll your head and your eyes to the right as if you were gonna look up at the right fingertips. Excellent. And then very gently and slowly go back. That was nice. So let's just do that a couple more times. Roll your head and eyes to the right. So think of the twist more in the mid-back so that right arm could stay down. Yes. That's it. And think of your head rolling to the right. You're tilting it. But roll and look at the right elbow first. Come back. That's roll. And then tilt. Yeah. And again, see what you can do to let go of this, right? Think that's it. Think of your up, yes. Think of your mid-back. Now let the arm go a little bit more. Yeah. Let this turn. Oh, we have something to work on today. There we go. Yeah. Good. Oh, yes. And then just how can you let this, yes, go. That's it. Hi. Excellent. Okay. And pause, oops, and rest on your back. So bring your arm down, legs long, and rest. Go ahead and just lie on your back. So is your phone on?
Yes.
Why don't you bring it right next to you so that it doesn't ring several times?
That's
yeah, and I understand. I wish I could have mine on today, but yeah, so just answer it and you can walk out the room. Yeah. Okay, so bring the right leg up again. So bring your right leg to stand. Your right arm is long by your head. That's it. We're going to do the same movement, but this time you're going to alternate. So you're going to once roll your head and your eyes to the left, looking to the left as you push the right foot into the floor, still letting the right arm hang back. And then you're going to, the next time, look at the right. So you keep the leg up to knee. And this is this movement that we've done so many weeks on. Now roll your head and eyes to the left, as if looking to the left. There you go. And then you'll slowly come back. And then the next time you're going to roll your head and eyes to the right and look up towards, no, right. And look towards the hand. There you go. And then the next time you'll look towards the left. I'm just going to slide it a little bit more away so you're not. But roll it with the movement. Excellent. Feel the arching in the mid to lower back. Excellent. Okay, let it go. Lengthen your leg, bring your arm down and rest and just observe what's different. Okay, we're going to try the same thing on the left side. We're going to start first just with the left leg. So you're going to bend the left leg, bring it to standing. And the first thing to notice and pay attention is how you're standing on the left foot. You'll start to push the left foot into the floor. Again, it's a rolling movement. You're rolling the pelvis, but the left knee stays standing. Roll. The left knee is standing over the left foot. And you really want to pay attention to how now you can keep your left knee over the left foot, and how well do you stabilize in the left foot? Now pause and bring the left arm up along the floor by your head. Okay? So as you do it now, you do the movement of pushing the left foot, your head and eyes will roll to the right. Right? So, and feel the arch, right, that happens. It's more in the lower to mid-back, so that this left arm can still make contact on the floor. Kind of hangs back. Notice your breath and your breathing, that you're not holding your breath. Eyes to the left to look towards the left hand. So it's rolling first towards the left elbow and then up towards the hand. But you're still rolling your body to the right. Okay? So your head and your eyes will go opposite when you come back to the start. So you don't hold it. Come back to the start. And you find a way that you can roll your pelvis at the same time as your head and your eyes. It's not that one happens first and then the other happens, but you work on this relationship of them happening together. And do it one more time. Excellent. And now let's go into alternating. So one time you roll your head and eyes to the left, one time to the right. And again, the idea is that the movement of the rolling of the head is happening simultaneously with the movement of pushing your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis. They're not two separate movements. Excellent. Good. And come back to the beginning, lengthen your leg, bring your arm down and rest. Spread your feet a little bit apart. Okay, let them be comfortable and let your feet turn out. No one, if you were dead, no one would lie with their legs together and their toes up towards the ceiling. Let your legs turn out. Let the hips go. Okay, so this time we're going to go back to the right side. Go ahead and bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, but you're going to keep your right hand down along your side, but you're going to turn the palm up. So the back of the hand, that's it. Try really hard, both of you. If you want me to move closer, I will. I'm talking really loud, but if I need to be louder, but try not to lift your head, because that's really hard on your neck. Every time you lift your head, and I think you're doing it to listen to me, just tell me to get closer. You can listen without lifting your head, and you can also listen without even using your eyes. Okay, so you're going to do the same thing. We're going to push the right foot into the floor. We're going to roll the pelvis to the left. We're going to keep that right knee up. And we're going to start to slide the right arm down. Right? Because those ribs are coming together and you're arching your spine. And the back of your head is also sliding to the right. So think of the back of your head and it slides to the right just like your hand and arm does. And then you come back to the beginning. and then you're going to do it again. Slide, that's it. Beautiful.
This feels so good.
Doesn't it? And what's really nice that you both are naturally doing is allowing your chin to move away from your chest, right? So as the head slides to the right, there's also a tilt because the spine is arching. And see if you can let the shoulder hang back, right? So just think of it letting go backward. There.
Is this right?
You're doing fine. And can you start to get your right fingertips and your right hand under your right heel? So you're going to start to step on your hand. Okay?
This one?
Mm-hmm. So maybe you have to walk the right foot up a little closer. That's it. We really want to get the heel of the right foot in the heel of your hand. That's it. And you're going to stay here. So you actually can do a movement. We're going to like think of tapping the heel. You're going to lift and lower the heel, coming up onto the toes. That's it. And it'll allow you to pull that foot back more and get a hold of it better. So come up even higher on the toes and pull the heel back to get into the heel of your hand. Yeah, so pull it back.
Pull. Yeah.
Right? Pull it back there. Up, down, up, down. That's it. Yes, there you go. And think of your heel coming more out, Marlene. Yeah, there you go. There. A little bit more out. Flare that heel out. So you bring more weight onto the big toe. Weight on the big toe, but heel out. Yeah, it doesn't have to be that close. And bring the foot out a little bit further. There. Now come up onto the big toe. Really think roll to the big toe. You're still more on the outside. Do you see how you go out? So lower the foot, okay? Pull it out, 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 there you go. Now, as you, nope, don't slide it up. Stay right there. Now, think of the big toe, Okay, so just feel how you're way far on the outside of your ankle, so your knee goes in.
Back is flat more than arch.
Yeah, you're doing fine. If I'm not talking to you, you're doing fine. You don't need to ask, because then it's okay. It just know that you're doing it right if I'm not commenting. You're rolling out. Okay, so
roll this.
Okay, first of all, slide the foot out more like I said. Yes. Come all the way over here. Up. And go back. You did it one time. See, that's pushing your ankle out. Nope, that's ankle out. So ankle in, and now knee forward. The very end. Yeah. Okay, so this is something I want to give you to work on. So you're still coming out. No, because you do everything here. So feel, I don't want you to press into my finger. And you want to lift better. See how much you want to do that?
Yeah,
so think, think of here. Better. Even if you do that was it. There, just that much. Even if you do that much, at least you're doing it correct. Up. No, you don't. Looking is what messes you up. You got to learn to feel. See
so
that? Better. Okay, rest. Don't do it anymore. Stop.
Should I move my hair?
Yes, rest means straighten your leg and rest.
Okay.
Rest. Okay, we're going to rest. Okay, we're going to try the same thing on the left side. Bring the left foot up. Excellent. So the palm is turned up. So the first thing you're going to do is push the left foot into the floor, roll the pelvis. Remember, it's rolling, no lifting and scooting. You just push the left foot. No. Same thing you're going to do. Push the left foot and roll. Roll. Yeah, it's real tight in here. And then you're going to slide the hand in. Okay? But it all happens from that rolling movement. That's it, Marlene. Then the fingers start to approach. Now, when you walk the foot up, let it come a little bit wide. And remember, the back of your head is also going to the left. Okay, that is perfect right there now. Don't go up any higher. Okay, now, just lower and lift. That, not, okay, not that high. Not that high, because I want you to bend right here. Better and down. And just stay right here. Just tap your foot up and down. There, up, down. Don't go any higher. That's it, you're tapping. Beautiful. Beautiful. See that shakiness? Because it's so foreign. Okay. Okay, and rest. Come back and rest on your back, you guys. Very good. Legs long. Let those legs turn out. Spread like a part. That's it. We're going to go back to the right side again. So bring your right leg to stand. Okay? So throughout the lesson, it is the exact same movement with the legs. Time and time again, it's a rolling movement. Okay? So you think of your right foot pushing. You know you keep your right knee over your right ankle, but you roll the pelvis. So let's try it again. Okay? This should be easy breezy. Roll, roll, keep that knee up. The knee has to stay up. Okay, it's rolling. So the right side lifts because you roll, not because you lift. That's it. Excellent. Okay, are we good with this? Roll. Beautiful. Okay, now you're going to bring your right arm along again. But this is what you're going to think about before you do anything. Just think. Your arm is long. And as you roll, you're going to feel the moment that your wrist could turn over and it's going to start to come into the bridge position that we worked with. Okay? So how that's it. That's it, Marlene. So that's it. Excellent. And then you take it out. What this means is it turns like this. So then you're going to continue with the timing. Go back. So again, these are not two separate movements. So as you push the right foot, the elbow starts to bend. You flip over the hand. That's it. So even more, yeah, more here. Just really let that, yeah, working with that upper. Yeah, get your hand out of the way. Spread the legs. Relax. Let that left leg spread out. There. Keep everything so tight in. There you go. And then come back, and then it unflips. Elbow up. So So the elbow comes towards the ceiling, not out to the side to flip the hand. Right? It's like as if, yeah. That's it. And when you flip your hand, you really want to emphasize it being flat. So just go through this a couple more times, refining it, right? So now that you know what to do, you take your time in not accomplishing it, but finding the elegance, the quality, smoothness. The elbow goes up to the ceiling, the hand flips over, you're in the push position, the foot is pushing, and then you come all the way out of it. Now, what are you doing with your head and your eyes? Notice. So I'm going to encourage both of you to start closing your eyes. It really works against you to have your eyes open. Okay? Close your eyes for the rest of the lesson. You can listen to the instructions. And just feel what your head and your eyes want to do. Because both of you are keeping your head and your eyes right in the center, which makes absolutely no sense with the movement. So feel what feels natural. Does it want to roll to the right? Does it want to roll to the left? Try both options. Okay, let's let it rest. Arm down. Again, spread those legs a little bit and just rest. Well, and the reason I bring that up is when I observe people keeping their head in the center, that's something about holding in the upper back, holding in the neck. So this is a wonderful way to introduce not holding, that there's not that need for that. Okay, so we're going to go to the left side. So you'll bring the left arm up, that's it, along the floor. Let's first just start with the movement with the leg, the left foot, and really feel the nice rolling of the pelvis, no lifting. Right? So you really end up rolling onto the right side. Right? The right side never lifts. You roll on it. That's it. And then you start to feel that the left elbow is going to want to bend and that the left hand is going to flip under so that you bring the palm by your left ear in the bridge position. Right? So it's a progression. And then you start to feel, how does your head want to roll? Does it want to roll to the right, maybe to the left? Where do your eyes want to go? So just take the time to try the different possibilities that are available to you. Right? Just knowing that there's no right. There's several options here. And see how many options you can explore. What about taking your head to the left to look through the space that your left arm is making? Right? Once you bring the left hand into the bridge position, there's a hole there. What if you look through that hole? so much about the mid-back. That's it. Keep that knee up. Allow your belly to expand, the whole front side of you. Chin moves away from the chest. Excellent. Okay, and we're going to rest again. Legs long, arms spread apart, or sorry, legs spread apart, arms down by your sides. Rest. Both arms by your side, arms by your sides. There you go. Okay, so we're going to go to now bending both knees, bringing both feet up to standing. Excellent. Spread them a little bit apart and turn over both of your hands so the palms are up. Okay, so let's start with the right side, and you're going to think of bending yourself to the right to slide the right hand under the heel. Get a hold of the heel and tap it a few times. Let it go, and then you're going to do the same thing to the left side. Better. So what I'd like you to think about is bending your spine and your head and your shoulders more to the side and not so much pulling the feet out. Right? So really bend the upper body. There you go, and then the hand just miraculously shows up with the foot. Excellent. And then now do the other side. Really bend yourself. There you go. Better. Now come back to the center. Now, this time, we're going to try to get both hands under both heels. So you're going to think of lifting the pelvis and you're arching the back more. So you can lift the pelvis, that's it, in the air and walk your hands down. And now tap both heels. That's it. So lift your pelvis higher so all the weight can come on the shoulders. And then tap the heels. Bump, bump, bump. Let them just tap into the hands. Put pressure on the hands. Relax your hands. Just let your hands be on the ground. Relax your hands. Push your heels into your hands. It feels good. Don't lift the hands, Marlene. Don't lift the hands. Tap the heels in the hands. Press the fingers down. Now do it faster. Okay, now try to tap the heels inside and out. So bring the heels in and then bring them out. Not the knees, heels. In and then out. In and out. Yeah, so Marlene, really work on out. Okay, and pause and rest. Whenever I say rest, yes, it means full rest. So we're going to watch what Candy does. So maybe if you do have a visual, I think it's so foreign. So I'm going to see if a visual happens for you. Does that make sense? You okay with that, Candy, that she watches you? Okay. So, Candy, you go ahead and bend your knees, bring both feet up. Okay, turn your palms over. Okay, and you're going to lift your pelvis up. Okay, and now just think of the heels going in and out more than anything. And it's the out. So in and stay there. See the out? You never quite make it there. Okay, so see how much, it's almost like she's pigeon-toed. It's beautiful. Okay, that's a good idea, so let's try it. Yeah, so thank you, Candy, for being, so turn your palms up. Yeah, so what she said, it's almost like you're leaping over with your heels, like that's a great way of thinking of it. The fingers are there, flat. Make your fingers flat. Back of the hands flat, and you leap your heel over. So your heel comes to the inside and the outside. So, yeah, so, but when you go to the outside, wait. So when you go to the outside,
nothing really happens.
When you go to the outside, look at what you do. You lift this instead of flattening it. That's.
So it's okay to move your knees?
Yes.
Oh, I was trying to hold my knees in.
There. Much better. So think of flattening. There you go. Okay, lovely. Okay, you guys, rest. So full rest. Okay, so now we're going to go to the movement we did quite some time ago, weaving this in. For the bridge of keeping your legs long, spread apart. We both like to pull those legs back together. Okay? So this is where you start to lift your chest, pop your chest up, and so then your head hangs back. Okay? That's it. So Candy, you can look at Marlene. She knows what to do. Pop the chest up and let your head hang back. Candy, lift the chest. Wait, more. Let the bats it, and then come back out of it. So you're
really arching your back.
Yep. You're going to plop.
What do you think of it as your
Let your head go. Come back. Bring your head back. Touch with your head. Press your head down. Let all this come up. Yes. Use your head. Arch. Yes. Okay. Go down. Do that again. Now, you're going to keep doing that. I don't want too much pressure on your head, though. Be really careful. Arch the back, and then you're slowly going to bring both hands into the bridge position, right? So both hands are going to flip over and come into the bridge. And then when you lower yourself, you take your hands out of it. Okay? You can let your arms lie long if you want. You can try that. They can be long up by your head or long down by your side. Elbows go up, not out to the side.
Do it one at a time.
Lift the chest. That's it. That's it, Candy. And then relax those legs. Just let them be like jello. Let the legs be jello. You can use your elbows now. Flip over the hands. Whoop! There you go.
That's
what
good
part. That's it, Candy. Okay, do it one more time and we'll take a rest. That's it. Okay, rest your hands. I know that can be a lot on your hands. Okay, so let's try it this way. Let's bend both knees. Bring both feet to stand. From here, use your feet to lift, is what I wanted to say, your pelvis high in the air, way high, 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 high. That's it. All the weight should be up on your highest part of your shoulders and your neck. Don't slide your arms down. Lift, lift, higher. Thrust, thrust your pelvis up. Thrust, now hold it up. That's it, Marlene. Now from here, holding it up, flip your hands into the bridge position. And then take them out. And flip them up again. That's the idea, Candy. And take them out again. So there's a moment where you'll feel like then you can press the heels of the hands down and you start to arch. And bring it back out. That's it, Candy. Do it again. And then think of taking the head back. Beautiful. Excellent. So the most important thing is the lift of the pelvis. Thrust it up. Bring all the weight onto the top of the shoulders and your neck. And then you can flip the hands. Okay, rest. Rest, rest. Let your legs go long. Let your back, just don't do that. Yeah, avoid trying to do that. Just let it settle. Don't do that. Yeah, just melt. Just let the change be there. Because if you do that, then you're telling yourself to go back to its, put that head down. Every time you pull your knees into your chest like that, it's a reminder of, I've got to go back to where I was before. You don't want to do that. You want to be, it's good to be a little uncomfortable with something new. Okay? Okay, we're going to try one side now. We'll do one side, the other side, then we'll come back to the back. Okay? Let's bring the right leg up to standing, and let's bring the right hand up to the bridge. So right with right. Excellent. So again, you're going to think of now pushing the right hand. You're going to push the right foot. The right knee and elbow stay directed to the ceiling. And your body's rolling to the left, but the knee and the elbow don't change, so you get a big arc. But the arc is happening on the side, right? And you're going to take the back of your head back and slide it through the bridge that you're making with your arm. So the back of the head. Let that slide like that. No, it's just the cracking. There you go. Slide the back of the head. So this is really working on the upper back. And then you come out of it, and then you try again. And what I'd really like you to sense and feel is the pressing with your right hand. Really get strong in your right hand. Don't let the heel of the hand come up, right? Because that's, until you can keep the heel of your hand down, you're not ready to do a full bridge. Okay? Those are like, that's a parameter for safety. You've got to be able to keep that palm down. And make sure that you're breathing. Excellent. Much better, Marlene. Beautiful. So for both of you, let's just do it once or twice more and really find the power. So there's some power here. And power means strength that's happening in the right hand and the right leg to hold that back up, to create that arch. And just let the head go, right? Beautiful. Okay, come out of it and let's rest. Okay, we're going to try the same thing on the left side. So let's bring the left foot, the left hand up, right? So again, you're going to be rolling your body, right, to the right, but you keep the left knee and elbow up, and you're pushing solid through the left hand and the left foot, and let the back of the head just slide and float through that gap. Beautiful. So your chin moves away from your chest. You get this big arch. It really feels good to open the front side of your body. Excellent. Let's do it just one more time and then take a pause and a rest. Really press the heel of that hand. Looks really good with both of you. That's it. And then rest. One more time, bending both knees, bringing both feet up to standing, and we're going to start with the first movement of using both feet to lift the pelvis. Bring all the weight up onto the shoulder girdle, up, up, up. Thrust the pelvis to the ceiling. Squeeze those butt cheeks together. Get that pelvis up, then flip the hands over. Excellent. And then put weight into the hands and start taking the head back. Excellent, come out of it. And then just take a rest and then you'll try it again. So until you can really thrust and hold the pelvis up high, and then you bring all the weight onto the shoulders, flip the hands over. There you go, Marlene. Excellent, and come out of it. Okay. Try one more time, and then we'll take your final rest. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, and rest. Legs long, arms down by your side, and just really rest. As you're resting, noticing how you're resting on your back. Let your legs be spread apart. You gotta work on spreading these legs. Spreading the legs. Yeah, so first just notice your breath and your breathing. Right? It's big breaths. The way this was a lot of work. The bridge is a powerful movement. But just notice what's changed in your upper back, with your shoulders, with your spine, with your lower back. So if there were areas that you felt maybe that were a little tight or any discomfort, how has that changed? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then just take a moment to think about what really stood out for you today in today's lesson. What you could take home with you to explore some more. And roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.